Welcome to the Firestarter Podcast. I'm Pastor James Stowell. Today's scripture is Galatians 2:20. Paul says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." The old man and his plans are dead. And dead men have no future. Only resurrected men have a future. We have been raised with him, with Christ. Only dead men can be raised. Are you a dead man? The Bible tells us that we are raised with him and seated with him in heavenly places. We all love to quote that wonderful verse. But only dead men can be raised. Have you truly been crucified with him on the cross? And I don't mean in the religious theological way. We can say the words all we want, but is it a reality in your life? Have you put to death the old you? Have you died to your goals and dreams, your plans and schemes, your reputation? We are to become of no reputation and follow him. Until every last ounce of ourselves dies, we cannot truly follow the Lord. He calls for total and utter annihilation of ourselves. The Puritans call it mortification of the flesh. There should be absolutely nothing left of ourselves if we want to have all of him. Jesus emptied himself of his deity, putting on human flesh in order to experience life and to be tempted in every way just as we are, only without sin. To ultimately suffer and die like a man in the stead of mankind. Likewise, we must empty ourselves of ourselves in order to be raised with him and reign with him. Only when there is nothing left of us, when we cease to exist, then can we be part of him. We must lose our lives to live in him. We must be crucified with Christ, not in words only, but in reality. Nevertheless, we live. Yet not I, but the resurrected Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I love him, and therefore I give myself fully and completely to him. His death is my death, as I cease to exist. There is nothing left of me. His life is my life. The life which I now live is hidden with Christ in God. He lives in and through me, and I live in him. Today, I have no future outside of him. I have no plans outside of his plans. For I have died. He is now my way, my course of life. He is my truth, and he is my life. He is my very existence. He is my reality. Praise him forever. And remember, be Christian on purpose.